So what is this all about?
Heavenornot.net.
Is that your website?
Nope. It's just a website that's out there that people can go to and learn how to get saved.
Really?
Yep.
Oh. My wife and I are born-again Christians. My name's Tuposis' sister, Amen.
I'm Chris.
We call her sister because she's my sister. We're not Roman Catholic. You're Chris?
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What? Because you're our neighbor. We see you out with sign. We just drove by. I'm a traveling evangelist, traveling street preacher.
Sure.
I'll give you one of our gospel cards.
Absolutely.
What is the gospel to eternal life? If somebody came up to you, because you're... Are you married, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Is your husband a believer?
Yep.
Okay.
Family. Whole family is.
Yeah, okay. I would encourage you to give him my card.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to him. But since you're out here with a sign, I think I can ask you. I usually don't like to, like, teach over men's heads. In other words,
try to teach you over that.
But I think I could ask you. He knows you're out here, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. What is the gospel that you and your husband would teach to people to find eternal life? If somebody came up to you and said, how do I find eternal life, Chris? What do I do? What would you say?
You need to ask Jesus into your heart, forgive you for your sins, because we're all born sinners. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
Okay.
I mean, nobody can get there on their own.
Okay.
Nobody can get there on their own. So, yeah. Is that what you believe?
So is that it?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't get
that. I mean, is that the complete path to eternal life? It's like, I don't know anything. What, you know, do I just believe and go to heaven? I just believe in Jesus. I believe in his sacrifice and I get to go to heaven?
That's what the Bible says.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah, just believe.
So let me ask you a question. You're married?
Mm-hmm.
How long?
30 years.
Awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
Did you just get married on a Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, whatever, and you got married and that was it? You just believe you're married and you don't have to do anything else?
No.
What do you have to do?
You just live your life. And
you have to be faithful to your husband?
Absolutely.
Is he
faithful
to you?
To Jesus, too.
Yeah. Is he faithful to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have to love and care for each other?
I see where you're going with this.
You have to do it every day?
Yeah, I get it. It's not works, though. We are not going to earn our way to heaven with any works that we do.
Yeah, no, we don't earn our way.
Once we ask Jesus into our heart... We should want to serve him. Like, I want to be out here.
Yeah.
I could think of 100,000 other things I could be doing than making a fool of myself out here on the street corner. However, there's people out there that need Jesus.
Right, but you're right. We don't work. We don't teach.
And we're in the end times right now.
Yeah, we don't teach ourselves. We don't teach that your works save you. But works are part of your salvation. Kind of like, you wouldn't believe your husband loved you unless he's faithful to you.
I can't just get saved and then go to the bar and sleep around. I mean, I wouldn't be really saved.
So he couldn't be a husband if he's sleeping around with a bunch of women. He would lose his covenant.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
he didn't lose it. He just never had it in the first place.
Oh, no, that's not true, because you're married right now. If he runs off with a woman today, you were never married?
You're making a totally different comparison.
It's a covenant.
Yeah,
can I totally share with you what I think is the biblical gospel?
Sure.
I believe the biblical gospel, and I think you have parts of it, and because we love you and care for your soul and you're our neighbor, I believe the biblical gospel is where you were going, was Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, his shed blood for forgiveness, and his rising again to defeat death. That's actually the good news
there.
Yep. And we could never do any of that on our own.
Nope.
But then here's where people really mess up, Chris. The church system, you guys belong to a church system?
Absolutely.
Which one?
Assembly of God.
Yeah, okay. So the church systems...
Okay. I heard that one.
The
okay.
church systems have messed up the gospel.
Yes, they have.
I'll
tell you right now, the church has screwed up more people
than
unsaved people.
Yeah, we don't belong to church systems. We left that. The gospel is the good news, what Jesus did, and then where people miss is, how do you apply it? Because there's a good news, what he did, and then we got to apply it. So by his death, burial, and resurrection... The Bible says place your faith. That's what John 3:16 is talking about.
Yep.
A faith is an allegiance to follow and obey. It's not just a head knowledge.
Yep.
You're faithful to your husband. He's faithful to you. It's not just a head knowledge of marriage. That's a covenant too.
Yep.
We enter a blood covenant through faith. And then Jesus' first ministry words were repent.
Absolutely.
So repentance. Wait, can I finish the gospel?
No, wait a second.
The gospel is important. I got to finish it.
I understand that. What is it you're trying to do for me right now?
I'm trying
to... I'm out here on the street trying to tell people about Jesus.
Well, for one, we love you, and Jesus said the love, the sign of each of his people will be love.
Will be love.
Well, I'd like you to test your salvation, because the gospel you gave is incomplete, and the churches aren't teaching you the truth.
I figure you already know the gospel. If I'm running,
but I want you to know it. I want your husband to know it.
We do know it.
You didn't. You didn't tell it to me clearly.
Okay.
Can I finish the gospel for you?
No, we're done.
You don't even want to hear the gospel.
No, because I know in my heart that I'm going to heaven. Yeah. I have Jesus.
Actually, if
heart.
You live in willful sin and disobedience, you're going to miss
I'm
the kingdom of God.
That,
the assembly of God is in sin and disobedience. We can see by your fruit that you're not really conforming to holiness and righteousness.
Okay.
We love you. Would you have your husband contact me?
Nope, I will not.
Why not?
Because.
Is that feminism?
No, I do not believe that what you're saying is truthful.
Why don't you let your husband decide that?
If you want to know the truth.
Would you let your husband decide that?
Nope.
Why not?
Because.
That's what Eve did in the garden. She usurped authority of her husband. I wouldn't do that if I were you. That's sin, and one willful sin is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God.
Yep.
Ponder all of that.
Yeah, well,
I hope you repent. We love you.
Love you too. Have a great day.